What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Would there be a number that would rock Ken Carman's world on a per season basis in sports?
I am not blown away by numbers anymore. We mention, and this is where we load words, it's the Andy Dalton's backup. When we say things about Deshaun Watson, let's be honest, people say $230 million for a reason. The more important thing is the three first round picks. That's the more important thing, because it ain't my money, and I just don't balk at those numbers anymore, those figures anymore. Like, you brought up James Harden a couple weeks ago, and James Harden's going to make $500 million by the time it's all said and done. And James Harden doesn't have a whole lot of respect out there on the street by the average sports fan. I mean, we've said all types of crazy things about James Harden. And so when I have a guy like that, I go, well, what's money? What's money? Devin Booker making that much money, you know, what's money? For the cap and the apron and all those things that we talk about, yeah, that's money. Well, like, but I don't get upset when guys – is that what you're asking me?
Let me put it this way. Like, Deshaun Watson, when he signed his deal – now, granted, that was a five-year deal. It was guaranteed, which is what got everybody talking, and now we have a whole collusion thing about that, what might have happened behind the scenes between the players' union and the owners – but his deal was 5 years, 230. That's 46 per year. And I remember people saying, what is going on with the money in sports? Well, here we go. You're about to see guys on this level in the NBA as part of the new CBA, even with the second apron, they're about to make 70 per year plus. And Donovan Mitchell, if he declines a player option in 2027, is going to be north of 70 million. Which is crazy for people to think. If you were to walk around and talk to people who don't really know the finances in sports, say, hey, who makes the most money? Well, we're a Browns town. It's going to be a Cleveland Brown, right? It's probably going to be a Cleveland Brown. No, Donovan Mitchell is going to make so much more money than any Cleveland Brown per year. What's Myles Garrett up to now?
40.
With his new contract.
40.
Okay, Myles Garrett, 40. We just did a segment about him being the most dominant Brown you have ever seen in your lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And he's not going to come close to the Donovan Mitchell per year contract if Mitchell signs it here in Cleveland.
Miles still doesn't do for the Browns what Donovan does for the Cavs. What's fair is fair. What's right is right. I mean, let's...
You mean in terms of wins
and losses? How much does Jose make a year? Because I know it's 160.
On his tremendous home team discount.
I can't even use him as an example because everybody knows he took a $100 million haircut, for crying out loud.
But oh my god,
how much is he making this year?
This year 19 million. Next year 21.
Judas Priest. Think about that on a per game basis.
That's insanity.
I mean, we're coming off a stretch here.
Right. Because they play half the games in the NBA.
He was basically the only bat they had. We're coming off a stretch. You want to talk about a guy who keeps a team afloat, for the love of God. Donovan does more for the Cavs than what Miles does for the And plus, there's less players, so there's less money to go around. Right. Or go around. So you would imagine it's elite. Like
that is a big part of it. People have to remember this. They're only paying, you know, what, 12 to 15 guys a team.
So Miles
in
is
basketball.
Miles is special, but Donovan, because of the game he plays, is really, really special. And since there's only really 26 guys on a roster in Major League Baseball, and I know that the Guardians call guys up and send guys down and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, Jose Ramirez and a couple of other guys, they are the very elite of the elite when it comes to the Cleveland Guardians. So
is that
I don't have a problem with the money they make.
But people do. There definitely are people that I have heard it associated more with the NBA than the other sports. Because that's why they bring up load management as a complaint with NBA players. Because the NBA guys make, by far, the most amount of money. So their schedule, they play 82 games.
Uh-huh.
Baseball players play twice as many games. Now, one is clearly more taxing physically. Like the NBA guys are running up and down the floor for, you know, 2.5 hours a night at a crazy level. I mean, if anybody watched the finals this year, you just saw the, I know those teams were deeper than most, but you were seeing a level of athleticism that is kind of not comparable.
It is a blind spot for me. I haven't cared really since I could go back to Alex Rodriguez back in the day, man. I mean, I just don't feel I've cared. There's guys who I want to keep, so I want to pay them, so let's do what's necessary to keep. Like Peyton Hillis years ago, Josh Cribbs before him, like pay the man, because I wanted a talented player. So figure out a way to make the money work. I don't care. It ain't my money. Like Keith just sent us, guys, you'd be blown away by how much Cristiano Ronaldo makes. No, I'm not. $225 million? Yeah, it's a significant amount of money. Or $275 million? It's a significant amount of money. I don't live in that world. I don't ever make that money. I assume because I take it this way, I don't even know what team is paying Cristiano Ronaldo. I have no idea. I assume that team makes enough to cover it and then some so they can pay him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That amount of money. So the Cleveland Browns make a lot of money. They can afford to pay Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson and Denzel Ward and everybody else that they're going to be lining up to pay. The offensive line, all that other stuff. The same thing with the Cavs.
I should ask Owen, because obviously you're a diehard Chiefs fan. You said, Ken, well, Donovan Mitchell has more of an influence on winning than Myles Garrett does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, who has more of an influence on winning in all of sports than Patrick Mahomes? Of a team sport. Do you know what he's making? He signed a 10-year, $450 million. And he could have made...
Well, that got restructured, too.
And it can make up to $503 million with performance-based incentives.
Because when people look at the contracts, right, they're looking at the big chunk number, right? So when that happened at first, it was like $500 million, right, in his contract. Yeah. But when you do the numbers, he's not even one of the top five highest-paid quarterbacks.
And again,
right?
Not fully guaranteed.
Right.
Not fully guaranteed. Devin Booker's deal is fully guaranteed. It is incredible the difference.
I can't imagine that Devin Booker might be as important to the Suns as Patrick Mahomes is to the Chiefs on a team-by-team basis, but he's not as important to winning
right.
and championships
right.
as Patrick Mahomes is.
I think you, Kenny, you, I think to do this job, I'm kind of with you. Like, these numbers kind of whiz past us, and we don't really stop and contemplate them. But I wonder if our fans, I wonder if our listeners do. If our listeners feel the same way, because if you were waking up today and you just found out that in American sports, on a per year basis, nobody makes more money than Devin Booker, a per year basis.
I would be. So next season, right? Suns come to Cleveland. I go watch the game. If Devin Booker underperforms, I'm pissed. Even as a Cavs fan.
Boy, that's
because that guy is making $70 million to entertain me.
If he underperforms
in Cleveland when I pay money to go watch him.
I just forget the money, and I assume you make a lot of money, so that's why I'm upset that you underperform.
Because basketball is really the one that I'm watching the other guys more than I'm watching my own guys. I mean, I appreciate all the Cavs.
I get it.
When I go to watch them. But I want to see the star from the other team. They've built superstars on every team. If you come to Cleveland and you're making $70 million and you have a night where you play 20 minutes and score 12 points,
yeah,
it's a bad night, and I feel disappointed by that.
You say what you want, but Kawhi Leonard's become a Hall of Famer doing that.
If you were to, it's just a thought to go into the breaks. I know we got to move on, though. If you were to think about who should be the highest paid in all of sports, not the golfers, take the golfers, the tennis, take the boxers, they always make the one big payday or the MMA. Take all that out of it. If you were in team sports to think about, if you were to do your own power ranking, who should be the highest paid in all of sports? Because some names fly to, we've already said Patrick Mahomes. That should be like one. That should be like 1A. You know, the second name, just to give you a primer, like Shohei. Because he does both.
Yep.
And he's a megastar.
But it's all deferred. He's going to be getting paid until like 2078.
His contract's going to be weird to talk about. But Devin Booker is not in the top 50.
Even in the NBA, right?
He's not in the top 50 of the guys.
But who am I to hate him for getting paid? Who am I to hate the guy for getting paid?
I'm with you there.
If someone's going to give him $72 million a year, $73 million a year, who am I to stand in his way? I can't say he don't deserve that. There is a very good businessman who decided to give him all that money. They're not stupid. They have general managers and capologists and all that other stuff. Somebody decided to give them that money. So why am I upset about it? Again, I'm not upset. The $230 million, it's just become a big talking point because it's an easy thing to look at. But if I'm upset about anything about Deshaun Watson, it's the three first-round picks. It's the three first-round picks. A guy was supposed to make up for the three first-round picks who didn't do any of that. Didn't do any of that. And then, I mean, honestly, we jettisoned other players and all types of other coaches for him as well. But if he wants, if you gave him money, I don't care about his money. That ain't my business. That's his business.
And the NBA, unless I have one of the top four picks, three picks, I don't even care about the first round picks, right?
Oh, that's another thing, too. I care much more about the actual tangible things that matter to me as a fan.
They gave up three for Donovan Mitchell, and you're like, whatever. That's fine.
That is interesting, though, you hold them accountable to that. I bet there's more people than I think who do that on a nightly basis for like the NBA, even Major League Baseball, things like that. All right, 216-474-0092. Coming up in just over 20 minutes, what's legacy matter to one man in particular here in Cleveland? And at best, it's a cheap gimmick that's still beneath the league. But to a lot of you, my status as a football guy has become my cross to bear. It's in 5 minutes on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.